Kia ora, Cormax Aho. Joining me is Pōneki-based artist Elliot Dawson. Elliot, how are you?
Kia ora, Max. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's a bit hot here on a Friday afternoon. Anyway, Calling Time is the new single which came out on Friday, along with the pre-order for your sophomore album, Certain Death. How does it feel now that it's out in the world?
Honestly, terrifying, but it's equal parts terrifying as it is exciting. I've been sitting on this for a dang long time, so to finally say that it's coming and to be putting out singles is a real treat.
Calling Time, the single, I would say, is a bit more subdued compared to the last single, Quarter Life. I found that one to be chaotic in a very good way. What would you say is driving you to tackle new sounds?
That's a really interesting question, because I feel like, for me, Calling Time is a bit of a return to a previous sound, like previous projects that I've been a part of. And I guess, like, in terms of the album, Quarter Life is like the first song and Calling Time comes right at the end. So gives you potentially a bit of a look in as to the journey that you might be going on when you listen to the album. Yeah.
Fascinating. The album Certain Death was recorded in Pōneki, Wellington, alongside producer James Goldsmith, who you've worked with before on your album Hang Low. I wonder if the musical direction for the album is a team effort, or is it more something that you yourself have had your hands over?
I think for this one, James had a lot more to do with it than he did with the last record, because we spent a lot more time with it. So definitely this album, much more of a team effort. With the previous one, I came to James with basically everything done and very limited funds to go into the studio. So what we ended up doing together was like 3 hectic days of getting as much done as we humanly possibly could, and then I finished some stuff off from home. But with this one, we kind of really took our time with it, and like I brought like more songs than are on the album to him, like in really unfinished form, and we kind of pieced it all together bit by bit. So I definitely gave James a lot more license to like push me in certain directions. And I think in terms of the production of this album, like I wanted the recording of it to be like as much a part of the creative process as the songwriting was. And so even though for me that was like kind of a little bit scary, relinquishing some of the creative control, not entirely, but like giving James a license to kind of push and put and pull me, like really made it a better record, because otherwise I'd just be doing the same things all the time.
In terms of lyrical direction, there seems to be a theme among the single titles Quarter Life and Calling Time, as well as the album name Certain Death. How would you say anxiety has fueled your songwriting?
Quite heavily in relation to this album. I think, the central theme of the album, not to give too much away at this point in time, but and particularly Calling Time, is like having moved through the COVID era and come out on the other side, and I'm sure you might have experienced this as well, but I've had so many friends leave, like to the extent where out of kind of all of my day one friends or people that I'm extremely close with, there's very, very limited amount of them that are still in the country, and then even less of them that still live in Wellington.
Yeah.
And so I definitely, I guess you could call it the quarter life crisis. I had the moment where I kind of had to like stand on the edge and be like, oh shit, like everyone's gone, you know, what do I do now, kind of thing. And so that existential anxiety was definitely a heavy influence on the record.
Have you found writing about that to be something that's cathartic for you? What's the relationship there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like songwriting for me is always like a, you know, it's a external expression of the inner dialogue that for me has kind of always been the best catharsis that is possible. I'm yet to find anything else better. So if you have any suggestions, let me know.
For sure. I wanted to actually talk about the video now for Calling Time. Daniel Kingston created the video, and it looks really, really cool. I noticed the video actually begins with some text, "Rest in peace, Elliot Dawson." How important are visuals to your storytelling? Are you a visual arts person at all?
Yes and no. One of the things that I find is in terms of, and this was particularly important for me in terms of the last album as well, like being able to visually place how a record sounds is like really important to the songwriting and production process for me, if that makes sense. So I tend to find visual references that make me feel a certain way and replicate how that image makes me feel, but in sonic form, which sounds like really esoteric when I think about it, but it is important to me. But no, I don't have the language to or the skills to produce visual content, and so it's a huge reference point for me in terms of situating my music in a place that feels correct or good to me. But I'm having to rely on other talented people like Daniel to bring the visuals to life. Although Bianca and I did do the Quarter Life video just ourselves, so maybe I should be claiming to be a visual artist also.
How was working with Daniel for the video?
Incredible. Honestly, probably the most fun I've ever had on a shoot. I don't know if you've been to San Fran and Wellington, but we just recorded it in there like on a Sunday night with, you know, 50% of an idea and had a bunch of fun. And like in the past, the filming a video has always been like real stressful for me, but Daniel's great. He's recorded a lot of other really good videos recently with Revolver and is a super talented and fun person, and we had a really good time.
That's so cool. Spooky, actually. Revolver's actually the one making all that beautiful noise in the main room at the moment.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Tell the bros I say hi if you run into them. And honestly, Daniel might even be there.
Oh, for sure. I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. His partner is Phoebe, who's leads Revolver.
Now, you're also going to be playing with Witty Donna on her next upcoming tour through the country. How would you say working with the pairs that you have worked with has inspired the album Certain Death in terms of the themes?
Quite heavily. Well, I mean, Bianca influences me a lot because she's also my partner, so we have quite similar tastes in music. And James, we both work with James on In My Chambers and my album. So there is a couple of songs, particularly one on the album, where my writing prompt was, you know, I'm gonna write a Witty Donna riff, because like I'm not like the biggest riffy guitarist writer. Like I love chords kind of more than I'm into riffs, but I wanted to give it a go. And that song did make it onto the album, so there's a healthy amount of influence, because Bianca's so good at writing like fun riffs that I thought I'd give it a go.
And what can we expect next from the Elliot Dawson live outfit?
That is a great question, because want to be playing lots of shows, but it's quite hard because lots of people are very busy and I have quite a large band. particularly like on this album, the sound is a lot bigger, because again, we spent so much time on it. There's like more horns, way more guitars, and lots of synth stuff, so it's quite hard to put a show together these days, but there are some in the pipeline. Hoping up to get back up to Tamaki ASAP. But you can expect a large rock music time, that's for sure.
A large rock music time. It sounds like it's going to be really, really cool. Can't wait. You can listen to the new single Calling Time and pre-order the upcoming album Certain Death on Bandcamp. Thank you so much, Elliot, for your time.
Thank you very much.